حضور ورحمة الله وبركاته
وعليكم ورحمة الله.
فاروق احمد فروم برمنجهام. We have learned from Holy Quran that Jesus or Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was born without the intervention of Seth. Could you please tell me if there is any such precedent of this very strange phenomenon in the history of mankind?
You know, I have carried out some research in that regard, but the problem is that problem is in fact manifold. I'll explain what are the difficulties in the way of carrying out a very genuine, meaningful research in this area. As far as the animal life is concerned, scientists have studied all forms of life, and they have come to the conclusion without controversy that such things can happen in animals and also in the botanical forms of life, that mothers can give, a virgin can, in animals, can give birth to a child without the, her mating with the counterpart, the other sex. So this has been explained in different ways. There are hermaphrodites, of course, and there are some other phenomena known to science. But in human beings, this cannot be ascertained through experimentation. That is one big obstacle. And secondly, all the children which have been born in the past, none of such cases were critically examined by scientists. Even if a poor girl claimed that she was chaste and she had not met a person of the opposite sex, and the child was a miraculous birth or whatever it was, that claim was always rejected by the society, and to my knowledge, no serious attempt was ever made to ascertain the validity of such a claim scientifically. Again, prior to the last 200 years, science had not yet developed to a degree that such claims could even be put to test, even if they decided to do that. They had no means at their disposal to test such a thing. The only one case which comes to my mind, which was scientifically challenged and also accepted by the scientists as such, was a case in South America, which is widely reported in the world and which was particularly reported in the Indonesian press. So I pursued that further and found that the reporting was correct. A girl gave birth to a girl, and she claimed that she was absolutely chaste, and there was no question of her ever meeting any boy. Now, her mother knew the big girl and also knew the history of school going and conned the behavior, meet the others and so on, and she was 100% certain that she's right. So this caught the eyes of the journalists, and the issue was raised to such loudness that the news reached America, and the scientists took interest in this, and a team of American experts was sent to that particular country. I don't remember the name, but it's all recorded. And they investigated, and they found that the claim was right. And they could also establish how it could happen. Now, they proved that in this case, she was the child of her grandfather. Because in some cases, during the embryonic stage, the sperm of the father gets involved and trapped in the would-be uterus of the child, if it's a female, and it can be preserved by nature, and After a while, then the girl reaches the, a girl reaches the age of maturity, then it fertilizes the ovum, and the result is a virgin birth. But during that study, the way they understood the problem, they claimed that in such cases, the issue has to be feminine, always, not a male issue. It has to be a female issue. Now, the way they worked it out, of course I have studied that report, the way they worked it out, their conclusion was right. If what they conceived had happened, then the child had to be a girl. So we have reached that close only. And we have yet to further explore the possibility scientifically of there being a boy born out of such single parent internal fertilization. As far as the possibilities are concerned, there are possibilities. In animal kingdom it happens, and is a very well-known system exists where non-sexual birth can take place. So how far it is possible in human beings is still an open issue, but many doctors agree, only to the extent that we can't rule it out as impossible. So as such, we believe the Holy Quran has been fully supported to as much as the possibilities exist. And when they do, then the verdict of God is enough for us. That shows that God did not have to break His own law to create such a miraculous birth. He activated some hidden tiers of laws which are seldom activated, but they do sometimes surface there and there and do operate in human experience as well as largely in animal experience. So I think something like that must have happened with Jesus Christ. Only recently I had a study, because I am writing a small booklet on the issue of rationality in Christianity, or study of Christianity from purely rational point of view, and it's almost completed. There I have added the opinion of the modern scientist, the latest scientist in England, on this issue. We sought some opinion and they led us to some other book. And a small para has been added, which is very technical, of course, full of medical jargon, but you can understand, and many other allopathic doctors can understand. What is attempted to be proved is that it cannot be ruled out as impossible.